For decades, the global music industry has operated on a deeply flawed assumption about New Orleans. They viewed our city as a well to draw from, a place to extract raw culture, package it, and export it, leaving the original creators, the culture bearers, waiting for the runoff. That era of systemic bureaucratic attrition is over. We are no longer waiting for external forces to grant us a seat at the table. Through fortified territories and scalable infrastructure, we have built the throne room. Welcome to the New Orleans Cultural Imperium. We do not just produce music, we architect assets. The individual creator is the atomic unit of this city's economy. When you starve that unit of capital, the macroeconomy falters. But when you deploy direct capital into the hands of the vanguard, the independent rhythm sections, the neighborhood brass players, the solo producers, the return on investment is exponential. This is the philosophy behind our physical command center, the Box Studios. We recognize that true equal opportunity does not mean giving an independent creator the chance to audition for a corporate gig. It means giving them access to the exact same heavy-duty infrastructure that the apex institutions command. We have built an uncompromised acoustic environment, stabilized by an atomic power supply and anchored by a 60-channel, large-format analog Neve console. We call this the engine room. From the early pulse of New Orleans turntables to the illuminated boards of underground hip-hop, we capture the authentic heartbeat of the city. We track the vanguard at museum-grade fidelity. We preserve the soul of our people without forcing them to leave their neighborhoods to find world-class audio engineering. But physical preservation is only the first phase. The second phase is global digital dominance. We take these flawless analog captures and digitize them into uncompressed 96 kHz interactive media assets. We then push these assets through our digital B2B storefront, Jupe Magazine. This is where culture becomes sovereign capital. By licensing these high-resolution stems directly to digital interactive media developers, film supervisors, and enterprise partners, we bypass the traditional gatekeepers. We pull external global wealth directly back into our local ecosystem. This is what we call the cultural yield. It is a movement for independent creators converting vision into sovereign wealth. Equities, royalties, sync placements, and catalog ownership. We are leveraging high-yield cultural assets without ever selling the soul. Through initiatives like Voices of Tomorrow, we are actively finding the next generation of singers and writers, putting them in the room with the architects who built the sound, and giving them the legal and financial blueprints to own their masters. Institutional gatekeeping relies on a single myth, that the individual creator lacks the capacity to manage direct funding. We are dismantling that myth, one session at a time. True cultural equity is scalable economic development placed directly into the hands of the people actually making the art. Culture is our open door. But a door commands respect only when the fortress behind it is fully funded and impenetrable. We are arming the vanguard. We are securing the catalog. We are generating an exponential return on authentic culture. The blueprint is written. The console is powered. The tape is rolling.